Meeting called to order at 3:05 p.m. Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
It's a great Wednesday. Great. Okay, roll call done by Primo, the president pro tempore.
Angela. Adonis.
Here.
Ariana.
Here.
Elshima.
He's here.
Evan. Javana.
Here.
Greg.
Here.
Guillermo. G. Sorry. Jack.
Here.
James. Jamie. Jarrell. Jonathan.
Here.
Wow. Carla.
Hi.
Kevin.
Here.
Nick.
Here.
Paulette.
Here.
Me. Rick. Scott.
Here.
Charisse.
Here.
Ty.
Here.
Savannah.
Here.
14, 15. Good. Okay. FEA. Acceptance of the minutes. Everyone scroll down to the bottom of your agendas. The minutes were done by lovely Savannah Beyer. They look phenomenal.
Great job, Savannah.
Just check them to make sure that they're all set. For those of you who are coming in, just come in as quietly as possible. You're already doing a great job. And y'all can sit in the single chairs in the back. Just a couple PSAs while you look over the minutes. Again, no phones, as always. Joe gave the warning last week. If we see phones this week, you're just going to be asked to leave. That only goes for the legislators, not the people in the back. You can go on your phones. And yeah. Any amendments need to be made to the minutes? Adonis.
For video.
Ty.
Where it says in the debate and discussion.
Yep.
For 0-52, Adonis' name is spelled wrong.
Okay. Okay, so we'll just make sure the name is corrected. Anything else? One more look around. Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order to adopt these minutes. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Minutes have been adopted. Great job again. Administrative report.
Yeah, Dr. Pagan.
Marielle Pagan, Director of the Center for Student Involvement. There are still tickets available for Be More Chill, the CSI last trip to Broadway. So if you're interested in that show, tickets are still available. At next week's SGA meeting, we will be, not taking over, we have been invited. Well, we invited ourselves and then we were not to come. to have a conversation, we're gonna call it a listening session to talk to you about the Student Center and get some feedback of if we were in a position to have a new Student Center, what should we be thinking about? What should be there? What would you love to have? What have you seen at other schools? And so we're going to have a session to talk about that in the SGA meeting. We're also doing that at Greek Council and at the Town Hall meeting, and there'll be one for Student Center staff and things like that. So please be thinking about that. Like, what do you wish we could have here? What are things that you love in other parts of campus that you would love to see in a Student Center? So that's gonna be happening next week. And as a thank you, we will be providing pizza. Yes. And then finally, next week is World's Fair. It's next Thursday from 12 to 2 o'clock. Tomorrow is the last day for organizations to sign up to either have a table or to perform. So if you know of a group that was thinking about it, please let them know that tomorrow is the deadline.
Any questions for Dr. Pagan? Any of that? Okay. Thanks, Marielle. Officers reports, Vincent O'Say.
Budgets, like I said last meeting, we have a budget, and the aim is that we spend below that budget, so we don't go into debt, basically. So, generally speaking, for what we have for wages and fees, we have around 70,000. So far, we spent around 34,000, and the year is almost over, so it means that we are working on the budget. Under programming, student government, bills, and capital investments. All right, great. Perfect. All right, so as you can see, our budgets, well, let's start from the beginning. The estimated income is what we expect to get for fall and spring. So we estimate these incomes based on what we've got for the previous year. So for fall 2018, we estimated 720,000, but we got 740,000. So the extra money goes into unappropriated surplus, all right? For spring, we estimated 680,000. So far, we got 100,000. We got a check for about $300,000 more dollars. So we are still on track to get more money for the spring. However, we're still collecting it. And then for miscellaneous income, we estimated $100,000. So miscellaneous incomes come from ticket sales, come from just different stuff like that. And we estimated $100,000, and we have collected $74,000. We still expect more, but we have the spring bash, we have the concert and stuff like that. So those are, and even with estimated other income, these are also just regular, these are just like stuff that come in as an income. And we estimated 25,000, and that's what these estimates are about. So when we go into our budget, for the budget, based on those estimates, the budget we budgeted for wages, that's paying the officers, no, not the officers, but the workers in the SGA, we estimated 170,000. We've so far spent 134,000. Employee benefits, 35,000. So the goal here, like I said, or what you should look at is that we are not overspending and we are spending within our means. All right, for student government, we had 475. We spent 382, $9,000 left. I think that's a good look at it. For SGA programming, everything as you see as a revision was a bill that was written and was passed. So like the $7,500, that was a bill that was from S2019-014-014. We sent money into program for spring. I'm not so sure what that was for. And then for S2019-7600, again into that was a bill. So for the elections, all right. So these are what the revisions are for. Still, we are working on the budget. So that's what I want you guys to know about. Class one, today is the most of them are coming up for rechartering. What we should be looking at here is that we estimated that class ones should be spending 206,000 as a budget. So far, only 89,000 has been spent. And so they have a balance of 427,000. So as they come up for rechartering and stuff like that, you should be looking at these numbers. Class two, same thing. Class two, 30,000 and 18,000 was spent. All right. So the next page here gives us a detail of the SGA's budget. We have the audit fees, we have the banquet, we have everything here. Once again, the goal is that we spend within our means. So that's it.
Any questions for the executive treasurer, Elshma?
So for spring, the income from enrollment, I'm assuming that first 1,000 was in advance, you get an extra 100,000 was in advance, and then fourth you get an extra 300,000.
Yes.
But that's 64% of the estimated amount did enrollment drop. This
I'm not so sure why. It's sometimes we estimate and we don't make the estimation, and that could come from a plethora of problems or reasons, which I don't know. But we estimate and we just hope this will be good for us. Also, another thing that we should also have in mind is also that part percentage of the fees we pay goes now to Greek Life, so that could also be like a reason
for it.
But yeah.
Any other questions for the executive treasurer? Jack.
Would you mind just shifting I just want to see the category.
Oh.
Can you go anymore?
Yeah, there you go. All right, okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for the executive treasurer? Ty.
I'm sorry, you said class ones had to spend how much?
What was estimated for them to spend?
Do you want to hit that for us? Yeah, right here. Oh, nope.
Right there. Yeah. 206,499.
And then this was added to their to the total.
And it's only 89,000 that they spent, so.
That's the left.
That's what's left.
Follow?
What happens if, like, so, like, I don't think that they're going to spend all of their budget. Like, what happens?
On appropriated surface.
Okay.
Yeah. Ariana?
Point of clarification, the $7,500 for SLAM was the Rocky plushes that Daniela came up to show us,
right.
Just so everybody understands.
So this is super important because on May 1st, we're doing the corporate budget. So it's really important to make sure you're understanding when Vincent's coming up here and discussing this with you. Because can you go to the big budget? Sorry. Thank you. Because this is exactly the variation that you're gonna be voting on. However, it's gonna say 2019-2020. And some of the lines might be adjusted and changed. So if any of y'all would like a copy of that, Appropriations Committee will have this. The individual monthly reports, but if any of y'all are interested in seeing it and to have it, just shoot me an email and I'll make sure I'll forward the email that Vincent sent so you can look over it beforehand. Any other questions for Vincent? Thanks. Ariana?
Point of information, is it possible when the actual budget goes up if we can get a hard copy print of the budget from this past year and the budget for next year to compare it?
Yeah, you will. When the bill goes up. Anything else? All right, thanks, Ben. Is Gabriella here? Come on up here. As a new legislator, we're gonna swear in. Okay, come on, Joseph. And Carla, can you help her for this meeting? Okay. All right, so you just come up in the front and face everyone. So you're gonna say your name, the reason why you're here, your year, and your major.
I'm Gabriella. The reason why I'm here is just to be more involved on campus. Plus, I saw your last meeting, and you sort of blew me away. I was like sitting in the back and watching everybody discuss, and it looked so professional, so I really wanted to be a part of it. What else? I'm a political science major, and I'm also an economics minor and a French minor, and then I'm a junior.
Wonderful. Okay, welcome. And then you just raise your right hand and repeat after Joe.
I state your name.
I, Gabriella.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of legislator.
The office of legislator.
Of the Student Government Association.
Of the Student Government Association.
Of Montclair State University Incorporated.
Of Montclair State University Incorporated.
And that I will.
And that I will.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Uphold the Constitution of the Student Government.
Uphold the Constitution of the Student Government.
Congratulations. All right. And you can take the seat right next to Carla. And she'll help you through the meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, awesome. My report, there's a lot of people here, that's the report. So since y'all shouldn't stand, you can sit in the back two tables. So if you guys want to do that, normally we wouldn't, but we don't have enough room. So finally, we have the shirts. They came in. So legislators, you're getting your shirts. They're supposed to come in winter, but now they're here, justices and cabinet. So I will be doing a short intermittence, whatever, so y'all can get that before you leave. So what's going on? I want to give some updates about what happened last meeting during open forum and give some clarification. So this week we have... one appropriation bill, six class one organization charters, and potential dining bills if that all pans out. We have all the budgets submitted for class ones, like Vincent mentioned. However, they will be going up all together next week. So next week is going to be roof. So please come to that meeting and come for the entirety of that meeting. The meeting will extend past 5:30. Hopefully not by much. So if y'all are on top of your game, you're asking good questions. In the committee, you're doing the work to vet these organizations. It will run very smoothly. However, if we're on our phones, which you're not allowed to, but if you're not really paying attention and you're not being in the space, it's going to go longer. It all depends on you. I could go very fast. My I'm moving through the meeting, so it just depends on you. So with that being said, organizations, you know your order. I'll read it out for you just so you know. We have BSU, HSA, Japan Club, LASSO, Panzer, and Dance Company. So that's the order of the day for the charterments. But first, we're going to be doing the Future Educators Association bill, but not at this moment. Okay. Anybody have any questions? Ariana.
Point of information, is it possible that, like, when, I guess more specifically, when an organization goes up, if questions that were asked in committee, like, important questions that were asked in committee, instead of just giving the committee report, if those could be a part of the report so that we're not re-asking questions
sure.
that they already have the answers to?
G, would you be able to do that?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Or any other member of the committee. It's not
you know
just...
What I mean? I
yeah.
It will save a lot of time with you.
I was at the committees and there weren't any major questions that were asked. Jack.
Going along with Ariana, I think this meeting will go more productive. The committee report will go all the way from the beginning, so that way the committee chair could report all the questions ahead of time and then start the process.
In order to change our house rules that we have, that would have to be a 2/3 majority vote, and I would have had to prepare that, and seeing that I don't have that prepared, we could suggest it for next week, but this week we're going to have to go with this order, but that is a good suggestion for next week. Any other questions for myself, for my officer's report? Okay, cabinet reports. Anyone?
All right, hello guys. Bob, there's a lot of people here, so... for those who don't know me, I'm David Tepeda, Director of Class 1 Organizations here. So just a couple quick updates. We had our Class 1 showcase on Monday. It was an overall great success. We had about 112 attendees. So there's a lot of interactions between the student body and the organization. So I was really happy for those who came to support them. Lastly, we have a plethora of Class 1s in the back over there, ready to recharter. So they're working hard all this year for this moment. So please, hear them out and support them.
Any questions for the Class 1 Director? You're good.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and for those who don't know me, since there's a ton of people here, my name is Ruthie Neutron. I'm the Class 4 Director. So far, my Class 4s, I've been really running with them, running the election process through with them to make sure they're doing everything correctly, and I've been trying to offer them advice, like, as soon as their new e-board is elected, try to plan one event with them to make sure they know what they're doing. And if they have any questions, like the new e-board, they just need to ask the old e-board. Besides that, there really hasn't been much going on besides the election. And that's it.
Any questions for the Class 4 Director? Monique? Great. Any other good report? Okay. Chair, committee reports. No committee reports. How are the committees going? Are they working? They're doing what they're supposed to be doing? I love the thumbs up. That's the report. For programming, there's not much today for programming, but I do want to say something that I didn't say before. I want to put that out there. No organization is guaranteed the class that they would like to charter as. So as a legislature, it is so important that if the questions that you or the committee did not ask, that you ask. These are class ones, charters that are going up, which means, as you saw, $206,000 they get allocated. And we want to make sure that student fees are being utilized to the best of the ability, of their ability. So make sure that when you're taking that into consideration. So $206,000. Ariana.
One information, since their budgets aren't going up until next week, can we still ask like how much of their budget they've used?
They have to include it in their presentation.
Oh, okay.
From fall. Yeah, so they include that in their presentation, their accreditation score, and they also include their budget report from fall 2018, or if they wanted to include the years before, they could also do that. Kevin. Can you speak louder?
question for information for Joe. You're saying that if they're not concerned, not kind of concerned, but they won't be able to be class one? Are you saying that we can oppose that too?
So as a legislature, if you feel that the organization that that is up in front of you does not hold the caliber of a class one organization like their peers and their constituents do, then you can suggest them to go down to a class two or whatever you see fit. That's always been a thing for every single charter that's ever gone up. You always have that ability.
Even if they get a positive recommendation?
Thank you. That's because that's just a select committee. Okay. Can't wait. Okay, moving into unfinished business, now considering bill number S-2019-040, Future Educators Association Pampering Party.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that, whereas Future Educators Association, a Class 3 organization of the Student Government Association Incorporated, would like to host Pampering Party on Wednesday, May 8th, 2019 from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the ADP Center, and whereas this event is open to any undergraduate students and there will not be a fee to get in, be it resolved that Future Educators Association receives $229 from matching funds to cover the cost of this event. The breakdown is attached, submitted by James Ross, SGA Legislator, March 21st, 2018. Wow.
Author's report.
Motion to authorship of this bill.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ariana, you are now author of the bill. Questions for the author?
Motion to make a formal amendment.
Continue.
Motion to make a formal amendment to change the time from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. instead of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Is that the only change in the bill?
Yes.
Okay. Point of information to the organization. I answered my question. Okay, great. Is there a second? We need 2/3 majority vote in order to adopt that formal amendment. All those in favor? All those opposed? Abstaining? Amendment has been adopted. Anything else in author's report? Questions for the author? Organization report.
I'm sorry, I'm going to do this.
Yep. So they already gave an organization report last time, so you can just say that has the event been approved?
Yes, the event has been. Yes, it's been approved on Hawksync. We have a room approved as well.
Okay, awesome. Questions for the organization? Committee report.
Jack.
Seeing that the chair isn't here, I have the committee report.
Yes, please.
The report is 051 negative recommendation.
Pending amendments. Okay. Questions for the committee? Elshma.
Was the amendment the only reason it received a negative recommendation?
It is indeed.
Any other questions for the committee? Ariana.
Is the amendment the one I made? Is
yes.
that the only one?
There was also amendment last week that was made to the bill.
Correct.
That is included here right now. Okay. Ty.
This is the org that went up last week.
Correct.
The Hawks and
Bing. Correct. Yep. Okay. Any other questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed, all those abstaining, bill passes. Congratulations.
Okay. Can I have the bill number by any chance?
042.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great. Okay. So seeing as though the organization charterments are a new business, I'm going to move into new business and we'll go back into unfinished business if time allows. Yeah. Thank you.
No,
bill number S-2019-048 through S-2019-064, place into organizational review. Bill number S-2019-065, corporate budget SGA, place into appropriations committee. Bill number S-2019-066 through 078, place into appropriations committee. Bill number S-2019-079, place into marketing publicity committee. Bill number S-2019-080 through 083, placed into organizational review. Okay. Now considering bill number S-2019-058, Black Student Union Class 1 Rechartering. Y'all can come to the front.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that whereas the Black Student Union would like to recharter as a Class 1 organization under the Student Government Association and whereas Black Student Union would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas Black Student Union would like to receive a charter for the fall 2019 to spring 2021 time period, be it resolved that Black Student Union receives a charter from the fall 2019 to spring 2021, be submitted by Giovanna Moggins, SGA legislator, April 9th, 2019.
All right, just wait till y'all get situated. I'm going to
check a small amendment.
Okay. Office report.
They're very involved. If you guys don't know, like every week, like 2 to 3 days a week after week, they always have events and they welcome everybody. So, yep.
Anything else in office report? Primo.
Motion to make a formal amendment.
Continue.
In the be it resolved that it should say time period.
Point of clarification, that's okay. Yeah, the other bills are like that as well. Okay. Anything else in author's report? Questions for the author? And just to be respectful of everyone, if you would like to talk, please just step outside. We do hear the whispers. They come into the front. They come on the recording. So just if you keep talking to a non-existent minimum. Okay, great. Organization report, you have 6 minutes. I'll give you a one on the 1 minute mark, and then you'll get questions.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You can start whenever you like.
Hello, everybody. We are the Black Student Union. We're a class 1 organization. Should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
My name is Kayla. I'm the president.
My name is Leonie. I'm the vice president.
My name is Leroy. I'm the president.
My name is Trinell. I'm the treasurer.
My name is Benny, I'm the current public relations chair.
My name is Carl, I'm the African American chair.
My name is Shaldine, I'm a step team captain.
I'm Jabari, I'm the executive assistant.
And I'm Natasia, I'm the historian.
So brief history about our organization. We were founded by Terry B. Lee in 1965, the first cultural organization at MSU. Since 1965, our organization has gone by many names. However, the message has remained the same. We aim to not be looked at as a minority, but a group of dynamic students that are prideful of their Black history in America and globally. We have upheld this legacy of an organization for 54 years.
The Black Student Union's purpose is to create and uphold a space on campus for our students of African descent. Although everyone is welcome, we like to push the understanding of our culture and our history to our general body members and to the members who come to our events.
So this is just a general list of our events. We have the jump ball. We start our semester off with the annual jump ball, People of Diaspora, Harvest Ball, Kwanzaa Social Mixer, and My Still Black Gift, and a few others. This is just a quick video of our some of our flyers that we have posted with our events throughout the both semesters.
Some events that we plan to have in the future are the Black Culture Fest, where we celebrate Black culture, the Art of Stepping, where we utilize our step team and the Greek organizations to showcase the step culture in our community, E3 Field Day, and the African American Faculty and Student Social Mixer, where we all come together and we get to know each other as a community on campus.
Here's a quick video from the jump off the video. Never mind, it doesn't work. All right, moving on. This is a list of our co-sponsors, and then this is a picture from our first annual jump off. These are all the co-sponsors that we co-sponsored with for that barbecue.
How has BSU benefited the student body? BSU has done a tremendous job at creating a sense of community here on campus for the Black students and for everyone else to come and take part in our culture and learn about us as a community. And then as well, we are using our leadership skills to prepare our general body members to become leaders themselves.
The Black Student Union gives this campus community the opportunity to utilize and apply knowledge they have attained as a student to an environment unlike a classroom. We expect each of our members to be as active with each other in our meetings and events as possible. The most rewarding aspect of being a part of this organization is knowing we planted multiple seeds of knowledge, and we are a part of the reason our members are constantly striving for greatness. So now we have a few words from our step team captain, Sheldine.
Okay, as the step team captain, I was thrown in with a title and no team.
I recruited new members, established a foundation, incorporated new steps, built an image, and even started our own social media accounts to follow us. We started off strong as at a flash mob, which is on the screen, and it's been history ever since.
We have a total of 10 members on our e-board. We have one advisor, his name is Christopher Cottle, and we have approximately 75 members, which we have grown as a group from about 30 members coming to our general body member meetings, and now we have 75.
Maybe we want to see if this video works, but it's a video of Dean Carter as well as Mr. Cottle dancing at our barbecue. Oh. This is our treasurer report and budget breakdown. This is a breakdown of our budget from the 2018-2019 semester, as well as our updated budget for the 2019-2020 semester. So why are we charter BSU? So the Black Student Union should remain a classroom organization because the 2018-2019 Executive Board has worked very hard to not only create the feeling of unity and uphold student life, but we have brought the mission of the organization back to life. We have drew in new members and have been able to keep a standard of 75 consistent general body members in the past. Now you want to see if this one works, but it is a video of our first general body meeting where we swiped in over 100 people. Thank you.
Questions for the organization, Ariana.
Can you go back to your budget? I don't know which one it was, but
there you
go. We have both of them.
Is there one that shows like what you've used out of what you were allocated? This one, right?
This is the treasurer report. This is the one where we show what we use, and then this is our budget for this semester as well as last semester, and this is the updated one, but I don't think it's been approved yet.
Can you go to just this one?
6,500 is what they get. And that's...
Can you scroll down?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I have that.
To the next one. That one. Perfect.
Any other questions for the organization? Committee report?
400, positive unofficial recommendation.
Questions for the committee? Any pressing questions that were asked at this chartament?
Nope.
Okay. Debate and discussion on this bill. Point of information to the organization. For your accreditation report for the fall, is there a reason why you hosted 6 out of 10 events that were supposed to be hosted?
So, in the beginning of the fall semester, this is an organization, well, this is an executive board where it was our first time, all of our first times being on an executive board. And needless to say, the passing of the torch process wasn't too great as far as training from our previous executive board. So we had a few issues with spending all of our funds. However, we made sure that with this semester, I can actually say now we are in the process of maxing out our budget with our next event.
Thank you for that clarification.
No,
Kevin.
What tier are
they? Tier one.
One.
Ariana.
Point of information, do you plan to implement a better process to transition your executive board so that doesn't happen anymore?
Absolutely. We have already, we are already in the process of training our new executive board for the next year. Luckily, a majority of the executive board are remaining on this executive board for next semester. But yes, we are, because it was messed up last year. You know, we could barely get in contact with a lot of the executive board because they were graduating, they had their own lives, and they were ready just to get out of Montclair State. But yes, we're sitting down with them, working through everything, and it's, I believe, only 2 new executive board members,
It's four.
But like I said, a majority of us are staying.
Ty, was your question answered?
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin.
What's the percentage of the budget being used?
Point of personal privilege, can you please say that loudly and clearly?
Sorry. Well, what is the percentage of your budget that's been used?
Been used for this semester or last semester?
Both.
Well,
So they had 68,000. They spent about 52,000. So do 52 divided by 68, and I'll give you for fall. Don't worry about it. Elshima.
On their budget, it says they spent 8,000, almost 9,000 last semester.
No, they just couldn't because they don't have that.
Doesn't that say spring?
So it right here. So this is for fall, and it's 68 they get for fall. And they get about 9 for spring, right? Because you have more programming in spring.
Yeah.
So it's they don't know the total number yet because they're still programming for the spring.
You're right.
Yeah. Ariana.
Out of clarification, you said 68,000. It's
6,800.
Sure. Yeah.
No one gets it. I'm glad that we were able to do some deductive reasoning there and understand that it was 6,800. Ty.
Mine is more of a comment. I really like you guys' presentation, and I like how you gave the step path and the chance to explain yourself. I've been to you guys' events, and I've been to a few meetings, and you guys are very welcoming, and I am also an order view for those of you that don't know. Your presentation at order view was very pleasing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
David.
Yes. Like where we can make comments.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, definitely, I actually talked with Kayla, like, towards, like, the end of fall semester, and and she was really concerned about what was happening back then, and so we kind of worked it out. It was actually during the time when we were going over their point sheet, and so there was a lot of things that had to be addressed, and so I've really seen you grow, and I can see the communication here. Y'all are here, so I see that you've come to, like, you know, broken shatters, but now you're all together and strong.
Thank you so much.
You here.
G.
I'm also part of the overview, and I really like their presentation. I go to a lot of their meetings and their events. They're the true definition of a classroom organization on this campus.
Thank you so much.
Gabriella.
I'm new, but I know that Black Student Union is one of the most powerful organizations on campus, and it's important, and it should always be here, and good luck for this season.
Thank you.
Ariana Tringali.
Point of information to you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people said that they attended their meetings. Can you reiterate when we should be abstaining and when we should not be abstaining on these charter amendment bills?
Defer to the Attorney General.
When there's a personal bias involved, so if you're a member of the organization or anything like that, or if you left out, if you left the room and didn't hear the entire presentation, you should be here from start to finish.
Okay. And then a point of information to the Attorney General. Can you explain why Serafina's not authoring the Class 1 budget
bills?
See,
in the statutes, the President has to author the Class 1 bills, or Class 1 rechargements. However, with the concert happening today, she cannot be present. So that's why they're being written by Joe.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need a two-thirds majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All is abstaining. Congratulations for passing. Okay. Now considering. Whoop. Let's bring it back. Now considering bill number S2019-059, Haitian Student Association Class 1 Recharterment. Y'all can come to the front.
Be it enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association.
I love the energy. If you're getting up to leave, if you're coming to the front, please be silent. We still have many things on the agenda to cover today. Thank you.
Be it enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that, whereas Haitian Student Association would like to recharter as a Class 1 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas Haitian Student Association would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas Haitian Student Association would like to receive a charter from the fall 2019 to spring 2021 time period, be it resolved that Haitian Student Association receives a charter from the fall 2019 to spring 2021, submitted by Giovanna Boggins, SGA Legislator, April 9, 2019.
Office report.
This organization was very passionate, so when they came in overview, like, I'd never been to HSA meetings, but when they came, like, I felt like I was there. But by being passionate and, like, really loving what they do.
Questions for the author. Organization report, 6 minutes. I'll give you a 1 at the 1 minute mark. You can start whenever you like.
All right, so good afternoon, everyone. We are the Haitian Student Association, and we'd like to greet you a different way. So the way we like to greet people at general body meetings is we start with one, meaning we greet you with honor, and then you guys will say lispe, meaning we welcome you guys in respect. So let's start like that. One.
Nice.
So we are the Haitian Student Association, a class one organization. I want to tell you a little bit about our purpose. We're an organization that really focuses on promoting the awareness, respect, the better understanding of the Haitian culture. We like to promote our culture and our traditions using different social and cultural events on campus. It's a very welcoming organization. You'll definitely see that if you come to any of our general body meetings.
We have about 10 e-board members. General members is about 75, but loyal members that come every week is about 50. We have 2 alumni advisors, and we also, there's one right here, and we have 1 advisor as well.
And our general body meetings are every week, every Wednesday, 3 p.m. In University Hall 2026. All right, so I want to highlight a couple of our fall events where we show our culture. Our paint night happens during our HSA Awareness Week. This year we had the pleasure of actually having a Haitian type of painting, which you'll see in a couple slides. Our fashion show, which is the flyer right in the middle, is an event where we actually raise money. We raised about $540 this year for a cause called Funkozis. So this is a proactive organization, not a reactive organization. Instead of reacting to all the natural disasters, they proactively give microloans to entrepreneurs, which are mostly women in Haiti, so they can focus on building their businesses and get their family out of poverty. They also teach different business methods as well. So it's an amazing organization that we love to donate to. Cultural Spire is an event where you see all our culture oozing through the food, through the dancing, through the music. If you've ever been to our Cultural Spire, you'll see all the history, all the culture really ooze out of that event. Our Summer Fling, which is a kickoff event, which is more of a carnival type of theme, a carnival theme event to kick off the semester and really attract a lot of different people. And Night of Praise was an amazing event because we got to really see 2 different sides of cultures, NASO and the Haitian Student Association, come together in praise and worship in a different type of way.
Here you see Night of Love. That basically was Night of Love for the Haitian culture. We were able to just come together, song, dance, food, music, just a great time to be around each other. Kompa 101. If you don't know what Kompa is, it's basically, you know, 1, 2, you know, somebody. So that's what Kompa 101 was, and it was a great turnout too. Also here, Reborn for Haiti. We were in a basketball tournament against Willie P, Kane, and Rutgers, and Montclair as well. Although we lost in the finals, the moral of the event was to give money to Haiti, and all the money that was raised is going to Haiti organizations.
And an event called The Revolution That Ended Slavery, which is big for us because we're really big on our history. This event I was really proud of because we had our current upcoming historian and a Kane alumni and myself get to really tell the story about our history. And you can really see people were really tuned in, asking questions and really trying to really dive into our culture and what it meant and why we were so prideful about who we are. And our upcoming annual dinner event, which is April 28th, come out to that. That's an event where we'll transition e-board members. You'll see our culture, the way we like to do different ceremonial things for our annual dinners. And here's a couple pictures here. You'll see our cultural soiree, our attire. We had the Haitian attire. We're all cultured out. You'll see the paint night pictures where you see the red and blue, which signifies our flag, which is a really cool event we did was a tumbu drum class, which is a Haitian drum class where you got to play the Haitian drum, understand what type of different Haitian music there are except Kompa. Kompa 101, which had about 60 people in attendance. Our fashion show, over 300 people in attendance. So these are just a couple amazing events. Something that you saw on the previous slide, our Night of Love had about over 430 people in attendance, which was one of our biggest events ever. Cultural Safari had about 300 as well.
And here you can see our co-sponsorships, just to name a couple, Japan Club, BSU, National Brotherhood. There's many more here that are not here, but just to show you guys that you know, we're not only involved within ourselves, but around the campus community.
And a special event that Brotherhood held was a breast cancer awareness walk, which is very special to me because my mom actually dealt with breast cancer for about 2 years, and she beat it, thank God. But it was great to really see that. Thank you. It was really great to see that Brotherhood actually held an event like this where it really stuck to me, and that's what I think close sponsorship's about, really coming together and with different ideas and really being able to touch each other that way. And we're also deep into the community. We volunteer at the Hillside Food Bank every year. They love partnering with us so we can package different foods to send out. We work with the Haitian Flag Day Planning Committee, which is chaired by our ex-president. It's an organization where they're trying to bridge the gap between the HSAs on campuses and in the community because there's a lot of organizations in the community. We got to attend the Crayon Image Awards for the first time, which is really cool. We attended a gala by All About Motivation and Education, which is another Haitian-run organization. Very amazing organization outside of the campus community.
And as you can see here, this is called NJHSA. So they're the umbrella of all the HSAs around in New Jersey. And you can see here, we attended Kane, we attended Rutgers New Brunswick, Seton Hall, that happened 2 weeks ago. I actually hosted that event, and Rutgers Newark, and Bluefield College. So not only are we involved here on campus, but around campus in our community as well.
Yeah, and the support for with other different campus communities is very important to us. Our alumni, we actually have 2 alumni in the house right now, right over there. So our alumni really support us a lot, and we've been working to really bridge that gap with our alumni. They attend our events, and they actually started a scholarship for us, which is really, really cool, where they're going to give it to an active general body member who sends in their application. And we're looking to do more workshops with them as well, so that's really amazing. In our treasure report, so I want to highlight 2 things on our treasure report. Fall semester, out of a balance of about 11,000, we remained with 882, and this was our transition semester. Usually that's how it is for most organizations, a transition semester where you're really learning how to get into the swing of things. And then you'll see a quick course correction in the spring budget, which is literally depleted by the end of the semester, will be completely depleted. It's at 200 now, and it'll be completely depleted. So out of a 21,000 budget, we've maximized about 80% of it in the fall and 90 plus percent in the spring. In our accreditation report, we did receive a score of 21, which is classified us as a tier one organization with over 5 bonus points. Spring 2019 will also classify as tier one, but with way more bonus points than we had last semester. So some of our highlights are Proud, Red Hawk, sold out events, community outreach, educational events, all things that we really pride ourselves on. So why renew our charter? We're a class one organization that has been smashing all the goals that we've set to accomplish throughout the last year. Literally every event we've tried to educate a larger variety of the campus community, and with 400 people coming to your event, we've gotten a wider grasp and a wider reach. And it's amazing when you can walk into a general body meeting and people greet you in your language. They say bonsoir instead of hi, so bonsoir meaning good afternoon. So it's amazing to really see how we can impact people that aren't even Haitian, people from all different backgrounds that come to our general body meetings and really feel like, oh wow, I feel like I'm a part of, I'm a part of something. Even though it's Haitian Student Association, we're open to everybody. And we've been improving our accreditation. We've been improving as an organization. The transition process is amazing. And I have nothing but confidence in the next EWA that's about to come and take my place. So we're HSA. And like we always say, l'union fait la force. That means in unity, there's strength. So thank you for listening to us.
Questions? Ariana.
So you mentioned that like last semester was like a transitioning semester for y'all, and you had a lot of your budget left over. So I'm going to ask the same question I asked PSU. Do you have a plan to transition your e-board better
already
so that you don't?
Already in motion. I made sure that with the current e-board that's coming out, since there's four members that are just stepping up in positions. We have an experienced treasurer coming on as well. So now we have a transition process where everybody will know what they're getting into way before the semester starts. So it won't be a practice semester. It'll just be straight into it. So that's one thing that we've definitely set out for.
Any other questions for the organization? Committee report.
Or is there a unofficial recommendation?
Questions for the committee. Debate and discussion on this bill. Carla. Ty.
As G said earlier, like the passion is something that sticks, and I really hope that's within, you can see it within you, the president, but I hope that's within the rest of your e-board, because it's something that can really take you guys far. And it's really nice to see how you guys work with the community as far as like donating to like food banks or like helping out and giving money to charity, and you don't really see that a lot. And I just want to commend you guys because you guys are amazing.
Gee.
I would say another good organization, a very good class one organization. They don't not only do things on campus, as you can see, they're very cooperative with other schools as well as this school, and they make a very big impact on campus. And they have a very good experience in work coming up, because most of them, besides the president, I believe, is
Dr. Pagan.
I just appreciate HSA for World's Fair. They are going to be there and they're performing,
yeah,
which not a lot of groups are. So kudos. Still performing. And they've also served on the committee in the past, which shows their dedication to sharing the diversity of campus.
Paula.
I would like to congratulate you guys on how passionate you guys all you are. It's something very refreshing to see. The fact that you can public speak that way, it's very great. I don't see a lot of people speak publicly, but awesome job. Great job with all that you have done, your organization, your events, and I know that in the new season you're going to do better. So awesome.
Thank you. Ty.
What is the highest score a class one can get?
The highest score?
Yeah, as far as like the points.
Like the point, well.
Or not highest score, but like.
35.
Okay.
But
yeah,
that's,
right.
Yeah.
What 20. They had with their tier, like, 20. You know, as far as their credit.
Well, I lied, it's 20, it's 25. They have 20, 25. Okay. Yeah. 20, because they had 5 bonus points and they hit all their required points, so that would be 20, that would be 25. Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion? David.
Wow, yeah, let me just start off. You have, like, a great public speaking voice. Like, I don't even have a public speaking voice, but, yeah, so I really see that you know, you all have our strong leaders, and that's what really class one is. It's just, not just about strong leaders, but also providing for a community, and it's all about the community and the people around you.
Okay. Anything else? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Congratulations. Oh, that was great. All right. Please gotta keep going. Bill number S-2019-060, Japan Club Class 1 Rechartering. Y'all can come to the front.
Being enacted by the Legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated. Whereas Japan Club would like to recharter as a Class 1 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas Japan Club would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas Japan Club would like to receive a charter from the fall 2019 to spring 2021 time period, be it resolved.
Order. I just want to make a point to say that if y'all are in the back talking, the legislators know that when you're going up for your presentation, that's going to be something they're considering. So just make sure you're being respectful, because they're all right here. You want to go look at everyone. The legislators, say hi to them. Right? Great. They're right here. So make sure you're being respectful. Thank you. Sorry.
Be it resolved that Japan Club receives a charter from the fall 2019 to spring 2021. Submitted by Giovanna Voggins, SGA Legislator, April 9th, 2019.
Office report.
I love when orgs come to org review and they make it easy, so.
questions for the author. Organization report, same thing, 6 minutes. I'll give you a 1 on the 1 minute mark.
Okay. Hi, my name is William Collins. I am the president of Japan Club.
Hi, my name is Nani Abiwa, and I'm the vice president of Japan Club.
Hi, my name is Nashley Andrewville, and I'm elected treasurer for next year's executive board.
Hello, my name is Mary Rose, and I am the
Hi, my name is Nicholas Araya, and I'm the current events coordinator.
My name is Gary. I am elected secretary for next semester.
My name is Michael Petrosino, and I'm the current historian.
All right, so we are Japan Club Class 1 organization of the SGA. We were founded in fall of 2003 and became a Class 1 organization in spring 2013. Our meeting times are Wednesdays at 4 to 5:15 in University 3002. As of last semester, we were rated as a tier 1, gaining 24 points, and our motto is to provide education on the culture of Japan to the MSU community. We promote openness and acceptance to all students, regardless of gender, race, or ethnicity. Here's our budget breakdown for the fall semester. We have used roughly about 80 to 82% of our budget for that semester. Also, as far as co-sponsorships, we co-sponsor with a lot of Class 1 organizations. We also co-sponsor with Greek organizations. And we co-sponsored with Ladies First, Speaking at Through Silence. And for our spring budget breakdown, we used 90% of our budget. We also co-sponsored with MSU Bangra, which I believe is a Class 3 organization. And So these are basically our events through fall and spring, as well as our year-round committees. During our general body meetings, we do have two committees, JCDC and our committee, where we promote Japanese dance, Japanese cultural dancing. Is kind of one of our committees that meets on Fridays and Thursdays, and our committee is one of our other committees that inspires people for drawing and kind of like relieve stress and tension, which also meets on Fridays. Most of our events revolve mainly around the Japanese culture. So for example, if you look at fall events and spring events, Fall Festival and Cherry Blossom Festivals are two different types of festivals that we reenact here at Montclair State University. Our attendance is usually high for those events, but basically they're to celebrate the coming of fall and spring. We have different Japanese games, food, Japanese music, and prizes that people can win as well. And some of the other ones promote different type of health inspiring just basically a little bit of knowledge of Japanese culture. So our best events for the fall and the spring semester as of creating this presentation is Fall Festival, which we attended 155 people, and White Day Cafe, which attendance was 39 people. Here are just a little bit of pictures for Fall Festival. And for a chocolate workshop, in this event, basically what we did was in Japan, every Valentine's Day, women would make chocolate to express their interest in men. And then a month later, in March 14th, men would return by giving them either flowers or chocolate. That's known as White Day, is when they either confess as well or get the next one, unfortunately. And then for the month of April, we do play a huge role in APIH month,
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know what APIH stands for, it's Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and we host it here annually here in Montclair State, and it's when all the Asian affiliated clubs get together and we kind of embrace Asian cultures. And it's not limited to people who are only Asian, but to everyone here in the MSU community, even including ourselves. So yeah, it's a great time. We have events next coming weeks every day, so please come out and join us.
Also in April is one of our biggest events of the entire year, which is ShibiCon. It's happening April 27th from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. in the entire Student Center. We're gonna get Anjali Bahimi, who is a famous voice actor from Overwatch. She plays the Metra. We're also getting dance performances such as Ari Key, singing performances from Noah, and Julianne Infantino. We also have various panelists, dealers, artist alley. We also do a mask where you get to see JCDC, one of our committees, do perform that, and autograph signings and cosplays. Lastly, we want to say thank you for making us have a great year.
Questions for the organization? Committee report.
400 positive, unofficial recommendation.
Questions for the committee. Debate and discussion on this bill. Dr. Fagan.
It's not too late to sign up for World's Fair. Today is the last day, so some of the things you're performing, please sign up.
Primo.
Great presentation.
David.
Will, I know you. We've been through a lot. just to kind of keep it short. So, thank you. I know I've seen you go through a lot, and I want to just thank you for being an inspiration to all of your executive board members, because your strong leadership kind of rubs off to them, and I can see that you guys are upcoming and going to be strong leaders. And I want you guys to keep working hard. So, I love the presentation. I love the passion. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Ariana.
The scrapbook is awesome. It's really well done. I like how creative it is.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? The bill passes. Congratulations. Okay, now considering bill number S-2019-061, Latin American Student Organization Class 1 Recharterment. You can go.
Be it enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that... Whereas Latin American Student Organization would like to recharter as a Class 1 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas Latin American Student Organization would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas Latin American Student Organization would like to receive a charter from the fall 2019 to spring 2021 time period, be it resolved that Latin American Student Organization receives a charter from the fall 2019 to spring 2021, submitted by Giovanna Boggins, SGA Legislator, April 9th, 2019.
Office report.
Oh, there you are.
This is another org that's very passionate, as you can see. Like, wow.
Okay. Questions for the author. Organization report, 6 minutes, hopefully can be condensed into that. And then a 1-on-1 minute mark.
Okay. Hello, we are LASO, the Latin America Student Organization. My name is Maya Martinez. I am the president.
I'm Dalisa Marina, I'm the treasurer.
I'm Tatiana Tavares, I'm Latin Municipal Chair.
I'm Brittany Aguayo, and I'm Community Outreach Chair.
I'm Luz Carrado, the Lion Education Chair.
I'm Gabriela Castro, and I'm the Assistant to President.
I'm Mariani Aguila, I'm the Lion Culture Chair.
I'm Stephanie Amaya, I'm the Secretary.
Hello, everyone. My name is Liani, I'm the Historian.
And everybody else is our loyal
members.
Oh,
wait, I'm sorry. Publicity Chair, Daniel Figueroa. I made the shirts.
So, we're LASO. Our GMMs, which is our general membership meetings, are Tuesday 3:30 to 5 in the Student Center CAP, B and C. It's usually where you see hear the loud music, Spanish music, you know? So our purpose. The organization was founded by Carlos Ortiz, who is in the picture and in our shirts, along with Latin students who felt the need to expose the campus community to Latin culture. Not only was its intention to promote Latin culture, but it was also to encourage unity and leadership among students all over campus. So throughout the whole school year, we actually hosted 46 events this year. Most of them were kind of done with Latin Pride Month, so that's one of the months that we just enhance our cultures, and we really try to build every event based on culture and all of our different cultures. And throughout that month, every week, we have at least 3 to 2 events just to keep us like more active.
And like Myra said, like in the fall, it's like one of our heaviest months when it comes to events. And like in the fall, we usually host like a LASO prom, which like a lot of people usually come out to, not just like from LASO, but the whole Montclair community. And for that event, we had like almost 300 people. Like the ballrooms were like packed. And like in Latin Pride Month, there's like a lot of events that we try to host, like, you know, to cater to like every culture.
And one of our events that we implemented this year was Entre la Familia, which basically we invited our families, like our members' families, the eBoard families, just so they can see what we do on campus. Because many of the times, you can have a call from your mom and you like, oh, I'm a LASO, but they don't really know what you're doing. So we wanted to show them, like, this is what we are doing. Like, we are a good organization. We're like enhancing our culture, you know, because they're the root of it. So we invited our families here and we played like culture games between us. We played music, we had gifts, prizes, like the whole just.
And like Myra said, like it was a good event because like even like my mom, she got to see, she's like, wow, so like this is why like when I call you, like you're always at a meeting. Like it's like, you know, like a good thing that she got to see. She's like, wow, you're like doing something good on campus.
And along with the 46 events, we also hosted throughout the year 26 general membership meetings, which some of them have different like themes to it. Like we had our Halloween theme, and then we also have like always like the last of the semester GMM, which is more like appreciating the members, giving them prizes, giveaways, having a fun time. Our GMMs actually, like most of them, we do activities. Like we can be playing musical chairs one time. We can be talking about something that's going on in the world. Like we just try to really enhance our culture through our GMMs.
And like Myra said, like, yes, we do fun activities. So, cause like at the end of the day, like, you know, last, so like we try to serve so you could build and create that family on campus. And we also try to bring in like speakers. Like this year we had a financial workshop and like a lot of our members, they got to actually get interviewed for internships in the summer. We actually have like presenters to come speak about DACA, you know, that's a current issue going on in the Latin community. So we like keep it on a serious note, you know, like have GMs like that, and also like fun GMM activities as well.
And then we have also co-sponsored 24 events with all types of organizations from like class 4 to 1 with Greeks, like we departments, we're just out there always trying to help others as well.
That's our budget from the fall. As you can see, like we only got what's left, about 80.89% of the budget, so we did like try to use all of it, and the little amount that was left was about down here. It's about like, it was a really small amount. It was a 38.17% that was left from our budget line. So it was not like a big amount. We usually always try to allocate our whole budget. And then this is our budget so far for the fall semester, spring semester. And right now left is 12.62% of it. And the big amount that was left was about $1,000 from publicity, because we had some issues with our vendors. But and like when we try to figure out, it was like already the last day to hand in publicity stuff on paperwork. But we always try, you know, to use our online money from the semester given to us, as you guys can see last semester.
And according to accreditation, we are in tier one organization with 24 points. And then with all of this that we go on throughout the year with all the events and everything, the biggest thing for us is the unity and the family that we bond with each other. Like, I could really tell you guys that any of these members, we would, as an e-board, do anything for them and provide all that they need for them. So that's our biggest takeaway, like the unity we have as a family.
Mm-hmm. And like last, we try to create that environment for our members. Like me, when I came in as a freshman, I was a commuter. I didn't really have like that place to stay. So like, I would literally live in the Alasso office with like my big guys throughout the day. So like, that's how Alasso became that family. And I know like Anthony as well, he's a commuter. He always like in the Alasso office, and like everyone like feels welcome. And that's like the environment we try to create for our members.
Questions for the organization? Committee report.
400 positive unofficial recommendation.
Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill. Ty. Kevin.
I know like I dropped by a few times to ask for certain things. You guys are always welcoming, always never say no to any dumb questions I have. Love the music. It kind of helps when it's like I'm kind of down or I had a bad day. It kind of gives me like the feel to be actually happy again. So guys, thank you for that.
Thank you. Carla.
Not to reiterate, but I really commend your organization. You guys really do give a home to the Latin community, and I feel like that's very important. I really hope you guys get
this. G.
I would also like to talk on behalf of they're very active on campus, and I see that they work a lot with free life as well, so they make this campus very united, and you know, as you can see, their whole family, they brought their whole gender body, but I would like to commend them as well.
Anything else in debate and discussion?
Yeah.
David.
I can't really see everybody here, but I can definitely see like the passion you guys have, and the community base, and I do agree, I love the t-shirts, I love the passion, but I also love the music. I know it can be loud a lot of times, but it does give me energy here and there, but yeah, I really recommend you hard work you guys out around here, and get ready to see this community here that's only probably like a small fraction of their overall big community, but great job.
Ariana.
I also love, the t-shirts are amazing, but I love that it has your founder on them, and that you, like his picture's on your door, and whenever it's open, you can see it, and that you still keep him involved, like his spirit involved with your organization, and that you continue to go back from your roots. I think that's amazing, and it helps your organization every day, and y'all are awesome.
Thank you. Dr. Pagan.
We will be having a table at World's Fair.
Anything else in debate and discussion on this bill? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Congratulations, Bill. Now considering bill number S-2019-064, Panzer Student Association Class 4 Rechartering.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that, whereas Panzer Student Association would like to charter as a Class 4 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas Panzer Student Association would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas Panzer Student Association would like to receive a charter for the fall 2019 to spring 2020 time period. Be it resolved that Panzer Student Association receives a charter from the fall 2019 to spring 2020, submitted by Giovanna Voggins, SJ Legislator, April 9th, 2019.
Author support.
When this OR came in, I was like, what they're gonna show y'all is very cool. So, yeah, that's it.
Well, I'm excited.
Great. I'm just gonna mention something. I know that this is a class 4 initial charterment. So we did break it just because of the schedule. So if you're wondering why we didn't do class 1 straight ahead, this is the reason. Okay. Questions for the author? Organization report, 6 minutes. I'll give you the one on the 1 minute mark.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. My name is Anthony Orsini. I'm a senior health and physical education major. I'm in the dual degree, dual cert program, which means that I have another year to finish up my master's degree, and I'll also get a certification as a teacher of students with disabilities as well. This is Frank. You can introduce yourself real quick.
Yeah, hi, I'm Frank. I'm currently the vice president of the club. I'm exactly doing what Anthony's doing, except I'm a year behind him.
I'm Atel. I'm the secretary, and I'm also doing the same thing. We're in the same cohort, so we've been together since the start.
So while we're just starting off and trying to rejuvenate and revitalize this organization, it has a very, very long history, and that's just something I want to touch on first. Has anybody here fulfilled their physical education gen ed requirement yet? Raise of hands. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you been at the athletic center or in a yoga room possibly? Right. Awesome. Does anybody know the name of that athletic center? Or have you seen some things on the wall? No?
Panzer.
Awesome. So Panzer, you know, Panzer's, it's not really, it's not an animal, it's not a bird, it's not a, you know, that's a person. That's a person with a very long history and important history, and without him, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing as a community here today. So I just want to briefly describe that. Mr. Henry Panzer, was from Switzerland. He was born in 1868, and he lived a long life of health and physical education. He came over to the United States, earned many degrees in health and PE and hygiene. In 1917, there was a Newark Normal School that was established, and the Normal School is just basically a school that takes graduating high school students and prepares them to be educators, future teachers. So that Newark Normal School in 1920 then was taken over by Mr. Henry Panzer and became known as the Panzer College of Health Education and Hygiene. And Mr. Panzer suddenly died of a heart attack in 1932, leaving a very, very big legacy behind. But then in 1958, Panzer College merged with our university, Montclair State University. And this was a very big part of our history and us becoming the community that we are today. So that's not just a building where we have yoga or play tennis or do those things. It's very important to who we are today. And this is just an image. This is pretty much every plaque dating back over 100 years. So when you're in there taking yoga, just ask that you pay attention to that because there's a long, long history of the PSA. So we want to bring the character and the pride back to that by revitalizing it. And then real quickly, I just want to touch on the fact that you guys gave amazing presentations and that you set the bar for us and that the goals that you've reached are things that we'll keep in mind and that we want to work towards. But I also noticed that these programs and organizations that you have are mostly extracurricular things outside of the classroom and outside of our majors. So we want to combine the two of those, right, and bring success into the classroom while bringing that family mentality also into the classroom and combining them to bring success in that way as well. Purpose of our organization is to better prepare health and physical education students within our program and to better prepare them for their futures as educators.
Sorry.
Right, you're good.
This organization is a bunch of physical education majors in health and exercise science, so we're really student-led like other groups on campus, but we're focusing on a major instead of like an extracurricular activity. We're different because we really want to include some of our events include resume builders and lesson plan developments and practice preparation, which is a big test that we have to take before we become teachers. So coming together as a community and with all these students, you know, we share what we've already had, our lesson plans, our interview experiences, our coaching experiences. So we like to share as a community together.
So even though we're essentially focused as a physical education and health organization, we'd like to work with other organizations or other students that are also in the teacher education program. Currently, as she was saying, we have a few students in the exercise science department involved with us. And even though we're also focusing on ultimately getting students prepared to get into the teacher ed program and being a part of the teacher ed program and then becoming prepared to get that actual teaching job, a lot of the events that we mentioned before we will host, and they will help other students as well. Resume building can help everyone. Interview skills will help everyone. Then also, we were talking about praxis, the core can help. Anyone that is going into the teacher ed program needs to take this test, and we can help them prepare for that test as well.
All right, so right now, as we said, we're just starting back up. We have our executive board, 5 members. We have a class advisor, organization advisor, who has been a faculty member for a very, very long time here. We have established consistently over the past 3 meetings, general members of about 44, and additional members of 2. Our overriding goal is to establish that sense of community. We understand as education majors how important it is to communicate with one another, to share experiences, to share lessons, and it was nice to see the Future Educators Association here earlier. We'd like to partner up with them so that we can create that cross-curricular kind of feeling, because as education majors, nowadays our lessons are dependent on bringing, you know, even social studies and math into the gymnasium so that students who aren't exactly interested in PE can more so get involved when they're interested, because we're tying in other subject areas to PE.
So I guess just a summary slide, our goal is to become a class 4 organization. We have a long history of pride tradition representing Henry Panzer, and this organization may have died down, maybe 20 years ago? But now we're just trying to reinvigorate it, start it up, and establish a community again. The goal is for students to advise students, and then here are just a few of like the activities we plan on doing over the next semester.
Questions for the organization? G.
What is your additional member? Like, what does that mean? What's that mean? How you guys said additional member?
So we haven't had, like, we haven't really, we're really new. So our organization, like our events, I guess you could say, have been really classroom bound and like not outside or whatever. So whoever can show up, pretty much. We don't have like an organization for what an active member is yet, because we haven't been established. So it's kind of like, who's outside of the PE major itself, so maybe it's an exercise science student or another teacher who came to see.
Kevin.
Since you guys are talking about like being exercise and fitness major or stuff like that, is that like only they can join or can anyone join?
Anybody.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'll follow up after that. So you're saying that let you say, if I want to lose weight, can I come?
Of course.
Yeah. We want to be able to, in the future, hold events like field days and stuff like that. And where we're, yeah, where we're educating the entire campus community.
Well, the health aspect to health education, health and physical education, based around nutrition, alcohol, drugs, stuff like that. So we're lifelong fitness and lifelong health to promote, yeah.
Any other questions for the organization? Committee report.
4300 positive unofficial recommendation.
Point of information to the committee, what happened to the other person?
I know one person has to go to work at like 5:45.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill. Joseph.
I was in the office when these two guys came in and asked about how do I start this organization. We want to get it back up and running. And from the moment that they walked in, I definitely saw the motivation and the drive behind it. So I really commend both of you and Andrew as well for starting this back up.
Ty.
If I may, when we met with them in overview, one of the questions I did ask as well is like, how could anyone just join this if it was only for
health and physical education.
What I'm trying to say, like, if I'm a polyscience major, like, how could I go there and like come to benefit me, or if I'm undeclared and stuff like that? They said the events they want to host are like resume building, and they want to do like field day and active things like that, and that's stuff that regardless of who you are, like what major you have, like you can just go and have fun and just enjoy the nature. And also on one of their slides, if you could go to it, down a little more.
What is that?
Like years and years ago. So it's just like for them to want to bring back such a like historic title, I guess you could say. It's nice.
Yes. The first building, like part of Henry Panzer's history. When delving back into all of this history, it mentions College Hall being the first building on campus, and Russell Hall being the first dormitory. So when we look back at our organization's history, we're right there with this campus's and this college's and university's history. So we just feel that it's our obligation as health and PE majors to bring back that chunk. We merged with Montclair State to be the campus that we are today. So we just wanted to represent him respectfully.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Gabriella.
I hold it up to you to make sure the campus looks just like that.
All those people. Okay. Anything else in debate and discussion? David.
So I actually didn't know this was like a thing like way back then, but I'm really happy to see you guys like having like passion and drive to really like reform this organization. It's kind of funny because Anthony, I actually used to work with him. I don't know. I see him around campus, and like all he would do is just tell me, "Oh, he goes to work, he goes to school." And I'm really happy that you're now taking up a position to really like step up to the plate and actually do something, be a part of the community. So, well done.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Congratulations. Okay. Now considering bill number S-2019-062, Montclair State Dance Company Class 1 rechargement.
Student Government Association, Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas Montclair State Dance Company would like to as a Class 1 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas Montclair State Dance Company would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas Montclair State Dance Company would like to receive a charter for the fall 2019 and spring 2021 time period, be it resolved that Montclair State Dance Company receives a charter from the fall 2019 to spring 2021, submitted by Giovanna Boggins, SGA legislator, April 9th, 2019.
Author's report.
I think it's a beautiful thing what this organization does for students that enjoy what they're going to show you.
always leaving it vague. Okay. Questions for the author. Organization report, same thing, 6 minutes and a one on the 1 minute mark.
So hi everybody, we're Montclair City Dance Company. I'm Julia and I'm the president.
I'm Jennifer, I'm the co-dance captain.
I'm Jason, I'm the dance captain.
I'm Kayla, I'm the event coordinator.
And I'm Gianna, the treasurer.
And then these are just some of our general members who came to support. So as Montclair State Dance Company, we are an open dance organization for the MSU community, and we welcome all dancers of,
So we welcome everybody, basically, whether you're a dancer or not. Many of our members actually have come to us never having danced before, a few of them actually being here with us right now. A lot of our members do actually dance and have danced for a long time, and we're a great way to, you know, stick with dancing without making the commitment of having to go to practice every day at the same time or having to compete. Our e-board consists of 8 of us, with general members being about 60, and our faculty member, or our faculty advisor is Lisa, who is actually a dance teacher on campus. So we actually date back for a while, since 2005. We have had the opportunity to actually meet up with the people who started our organization. They were able to come to one of our largest events of the year, the showcase, and they were emceeing and they were helping out with everything that we could possibly need and giving us advice along the way. Also kind of just showing us how far we've come, because our showcase is only 13 years old and our org started in 2005. So from where they started to where we are now, we've kind of grown a lot. So this is just our accreditation points. We are a tier 1 organization with 24 total accreditation points. We have been able to co-sponsor with every class of the SGA, as well as Greek Life, which is something that's really big to us. And we also have the privilege of co-sponsoring with the SGA this semester, which is really awesome for us. And then next would be our financial report. I printed a copy out if anybody can't see it, but we have been able to spend most of our budget with what we were given many yearly lines last semester. We had to work a lot around what we needed, and so a lot of money did have to be moved because our event coordinator is so incredible. We've had so many amazing events that we couldn't just, you know, suffice with 200. So we've been able to move money around just to help our org succeed the best that it can. Our philanthropy is Dancers Care. This is an organization that is built on dancers who raise money. So it's pretty self-explanatory. This year, we were actually able to raise $1,037 for them, $700 just being from our showcase, which is absolutely incredible and more than we've ever been able to donate. This is just a list of our co-sponsors. So, as you can see, my event coordinator likes to co-sponsor many of our events, and we like to co-sponsor in and out. So just being able to help with other orgs, as well as kind of allow our organization to thrive, it kind of means a lot to us and the community.
So these are a few of our events that we posted from the fall and the spring semester. We've had an Adulting 101 workshop where our alumni came to teach us different life skills. We hosted a 90s freeze dance party. We hosted a Halloween party, and we're also preparing for our banquet in the spring. This is one of the biggest events that we co-sponsor. It's USS Battlegrounds, which our dance captains are going to talk to you more about.
Battlegrounds is a competition hosted by USO. So we took about like 45 of our members, and we put on a really big show, and we won first place, so that's awesome. It was a great experience because it allowed us to not only welcome in people that are not as comfortable dancing, but teaching them like things so that they were comfortable, giving them the fuel that they needed to put in and put it out so that, you know, we can do what we do and we do what we love, and we won first place, so that was awesome.
So along with our philanthropy, we also like to participate in the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. This year it was in Point Pleasant, and it was a great bonding experience. And we also got to raise money for a good cause.
So we also have master classes. It's part of our organization that we are able to provide our members with education in dance. Our vice president was actually able to teach a capoeira class, which many members have actually never like learned in their life. So having somebody that's able to come in and teach our members new things, as well as MSU students in general, it's a really amazing experience. We also were able to bring in someone for a musical theater masterclass, which is something many people enjoy. So we had actually a lot of members of Montclair State University come out for that, not even just MSDC.
So another tradition that I enjoyed continuing this year was Bigs and Littles. Kind of similar to how Greek Life does it, but with their own like dance spin on it. So it was amazing seeing how like from my freshman year, so many of our families have grown and the bonds that the Bigs have taken on with their Littles who are freshmen or transfer students.
So for a showcase, it's basically like a big dance recital that we host every year. We let our general members create dances to audition or to teach to the rest of the members, so they get their little moments to express themselves and to let the rest of the members really take on their creative feeling. We have it normally in April every year. We have baskets, which are raffled off, which is what created the $700 to go towards our philanthropy. So it's really nice to let all of our friends and family come out and just watch all of us love what we, or do what we love to do.
It's our family. Our very large.
Questions for the organization. Adonis.
So how does the Big and Little Things work? Because how does it work? It's like an evil member picks.
So we have like a lot of returning members, and we have like a point system to be considered an active member. So our older members are paired up with like a transfer student or a freshman student going off of like surveys that I sent out. And it actually worked out perfectly this year. Like the families are incredible.
Ariana.
Can I see, point of information, can I see the hard copy of
yes.
your, yeah, it's really blurry on this
one. Any other questions for the organization? Committee report.
300 positive unofficial recommendation.
Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill. Primo.
Great job.
David.
Alrighty, MSDC. It's been a great pleasure and blessing to work with you guys during the year. I really like the dedication that you guys have for the like the craft and the art of dance and how you guys include the community in that. And yeah, that's pretty much it. But you guys have been really great to work with this year. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Ariana.
I'm having a really hard time reading this. Can you just tell me the percentage of your budget that you used?
I wasn't able to calculate the percentage because we have so many line transfers in. Pam hasn't been able to like kind of give me the updated list of where all the money is right now.
They used more than 80% of their budget.
We were able to actually, because we do have such a large event as our last event, it's kind of hard to give an exact number of percentage that we're using. So,
but I'm going to spend all of it.
Kevin.
I have a question for unofficial request.
We did.
Ty.
We're in the basement.
Yes, we are.
Okay. As I was saying, like you guys are like very welcoming, very fun. Everyone is so nice. Whether you meet them one time or 1,000 times, whether it's inside of the practice room or just on campus and like in general,
thank you.
Anything else in debate and discussion?
It's not really debate and discussion. It was a question for the board.
That's debate and discussion.
Okay. When do you guys meet? When and at what time?
Our general meeting times are 9:30 to 11:30 p.m. in the rec center. Our practice times are actually considered our general meetings. And we meet Monday through Wednesday and sometimes Thursday.
Any other items in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Congratulations. Bill passes. All right, y'all. Good job, legislature. We are done with Chartermans for today. Okay, so we're going to go back into unfinished business because we do have items in the dining committee that I want to go over today. Just so y'all know, I want to handle the Red Hawk Pantry and the vegan soup bill, and we're going to save, yep. I didn't write it. And we'll see if we can get to the other two today, but Jamie. Why? Sure. Sure. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to Ty, do you have something else to say?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, soup. Okay, now considering bill number S-2019-046, dining bill vegan soup. 46.
Court of personal privilege, bill number?
046.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated that, whereas the Food Advisory Committee, otherwise known as the Dining Committee of the Student Government Association, would like to require Sam's Place, Freeman Dining Hall, and the Student Center to offer vegan soup and gluten-free soup options every day. Whereas it has come to the Dining Committee's attention that the options for vegan and gluten-free soups on campus are inconsistent. Some days there is a vegan and gluten-free soup option, and other days there is not an option for this. Be it resolved that these dining locations offer a vegan and gluten-free soup option every day of the week, as well as the implementation of a soup station at the vegan location and gluten-free locations in Sam's, one pot with vegan soup located at the vegan section in Sam's, and a pot of gluten-free soup at the gluten station, instead of being located at the other soups where they may be contaminated. Submitted by Jamie Bacher, SJA Chair of Dining Committee, March 28, 2019.
Author's report.
So I hope that makes sense. I know it was really but pretty much, we've noticed that on campus, and we've had students bring this up in the past, that there's inconsistent soup options. So for example, sometimes the student center might have, you know, a chicken soup, and then they have another, like, Italian wedding. Neither of those are vegan, neither of those are gluten-free. So it's just to be more inclusive for the student body on campus. There are a lot of students that that follow either a vegetarian or a vegan diet, and then there's also students that have celiac or some kind of intolerance to gluten. So this would just be to be more inclusive of that. And then there is a mention of Sam's and Freeman in here. So I guess some of you guys probably know Sam's has a vegan station and a gluten-free station, but neither of these really have soup at these stations. Sam's just has a general soup area. So it's kind of the same idea. It would be to provide students with a soup option every day instead of just kind of like a hit or miss.
Point of statement to the author of the bill. In order for this to, we want this, these suggestions and recommendations to pass, I would change it for in the first whereas instead of and to or any of these locations. I think that it's going to be really difficult to every single day get it at every single location, but I think OR provides the students with the same goal that you're looking to obtain. If that's just my suggestion, if that's something you'd like to take, then we're still in author's report if you want to make that suggestion.
So I guess motion to change the and in the first whereas to OR.
Is there a second?
Second.
We need a two-thirds majority vote in order for this amendment to be adopted. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendment has been adopted. Anything else in office report?
No.
Questions for the author? Kevin.
Have you spoken to Dining Services about this?
No.
You could defer to me.
Oh.
Yes. I had a meeting with Jim yesterday on behalf of the chair of dining with the other bills that have gone up, and they're very excited for this recommendation to be given to them officially. Jack.
Have you prepared this cost structure for
try to provide all these alternatives?
No, but I feel like it wouldn't. So they do have vegan and gluten-free soups already. They're just not out there every day. I don't know if that makes sense. So like, sometimes they have them, sometimes they don't. So it wouldn't really be an additional cost. It would just be making sure that there is one available. Does that make sense?
Primo.
Point of clarification, there's no significance of soup, just making sure that there's options available every day, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I was confused with the soup aspect.
Gabriella.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any plans to expand your
program
beyond
We could go back into author's report. Let me see what I want to say.
Because I could just change it instead of being so specific.
Yeah, it would just say, yeah, we would like to require any dining location on campus to offer.
Okay. My only concern is freshmen who, I guess they still have their flags.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I was thinking.
Yeah. So I would change that to instead of just any dining location on campus to offer vegan soup. So yeah, we're on office report.
So motion to change student center.
Okay. So.
Any dining location.
So would like to require.
Would like to require.
Any dining location on campus.
Any dining location.
To offer vegan soup or gluten-free options every day. And then we would also have to change in the resolution, instead of these to the dining locations.
Motion to change in the resolution instead of these to the dining locations.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
We need 2/3 majority vote in order to adopt these amendments. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Amendments have been adopted. We're just going to wait to get that. All right, so we're going to go back into questions for the author. Ariana.
Is there this high of a demand for soup?
So I spoke to a couple students individually who fall into the category that they wouldn't need these dietary, but they have these dietary restrictions. And I can't speak for, obviously all the students, but I feel like if it's enough for people to bring it up, it's significant for them. So, it's just so that they have the option, because, you don't always want to eat, a veggie burger every day, or you don't always want to eat an omelet every day. So it's just to give them more options to choose from on a daily basis.
Point of clarification, this conversation was brought up actually 2 years ago by Montclair Animal Activists when they had the conversation with dining in the beginning about getting that vegan section. And this was, a big point, the soups. I mean, I know it isn't, for those of you who are not interested in nutrition or that don't have a lot of knowledge on it, that's basically a foundation for someone who is vegan or vegetarian is to have the soups. And I don't want to go into all that nonsense. Why? So they had asked dining services to do this, and dining services agreed that when this station would be built, there would be the section right in the vegan section for these soup options, and then also the gluten free. On recording, promised, and they're not there. So this was something that was addressed 2 years ago as well. Ruthie.
I would also like to add, just by providing a vegan soup, you avoid 4 of the 8 most common allergies, which affect at least 4% of the population.
Adonis.
Question for you.
The chair.
You said that the section is not there. Which dining hall are you referring
to? I'm referring to Sam's.
There is a section in Sam's.
It's supposed to be inside of the vegan section, and it's not.
It's right.
Yep, it's in a different location that's not guaranteed to be vegan, and the cross-contamination there happens all the time.
Correct.
So they do have soups, I understand that, but it's just not in the section that they had said that they were going to have it in to make sure that it's gluten-free and vegan. Ty.
Is there a debate and discussion?
There will be a debate and discussion. Yep. We're still in questions for the author, Savannah.
Are we leaving and be resolved that about Sam's? Like the second
motion to change it?
No, we're not leaving it there.
Okay, are we not?
No.
Motion to change it.
No, because we just said it at any of the dining locations on campus.
Point of personal privilege, can you just tell them exactly what to change so we can change?
Well, someone needs to go to motion to go into author's report.
Didn't we change it already though?
No, we did not change the resolution. The end of the resolution, Sav picked up on it. Ty.
Motion to go into author's report.
Is there a second?
Second.
Now in author's report.
So motion to change, I guess it would be that whole last portion pretty much, but I'm starting at Sam's until the end.
Offer of English as well as potatoes.
So my only concern is if we get rid of that, if they're not gonna put it in the vegan and gluten-free stations. That's my concern, if I'm being honest.
I'm not actually certain that they have they've built the area for it. I mean, as long as it's labeled and it's clearly visible, I think that that's going to be fine. I mean, this is a conversation that the executive board can have with dining services to make sure that the true...
I just want to make sure it's not like,
no.
We're on campus and then they're like, we only have it at like ADP, for example, but they don't have anything at the actual stations, if that makes
sense. I understand your concern. And I think that if it's anywhere on campus, I still think that's better than not having a consistent any right now at all. I think that if this is if individuals have like it and give that positive feedback, then they will include it into their standard operations at the dining halls.
So, motion to get rid of everything from
after as well as
in
the resolution. Is there a second?
Second.
We need 2/3 majority vote in order to adopt this amendment. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? Amendment have been adopted. So just so y'all know, yep, it looks like that. So you can read the bill now. Jack, questions for the author?
Yes. How many people have come to you on this issue, approximately?
So personally, I've heard it from 3 different individuals.
4.
Now 4. But I know that there's a larger population because a good example is just animal activists as a club is more than the 3 individuals that have come to me. And I know let me clarify. It's been 3 for the vegan soup, and then the gluten-free soup has been 4. So...
Joseph.
Point of information to the chair. If this bill were to be implemented, is there any cost to the SGA?
No. $0 and 0 cents. Primo.
Point of information. Who is in dining committee? How many members do you have?
How many?
And did they review this bill?
Yeah.
Because we're asking a lot of questions that could have been construed in...
This was a few weeks ago, because it's just kind of been hanging out.
Just 3.
Just to clarify,
just 3.
Yeah. And they went over this bill with you?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Committee report.
No. Well, yeah.
Point of information, was this bill not voted on in committee?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It was voted on in committee, so the secretary, the committee report. 400, positive recommendation. Thank you very much. Questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill. Ty.
On the demand, and I think whether or not she spoke to 3 people or 300 people, having that option. There's a lot of people that do not speak over things that should be spoken about, and just because 3 individuals spoke up to her personally, or 4 individuals spoke up to her personally, doesn't mean there's not 6,000-7,000 other people that feel the same way, but just don't know where to go or where to turn. And I think if this isn't causing a spending problem, or isn't really doing anything but just saying, hey, put some soup there that doesn't have any byproducts in it, it should be an issue. And that's my personal standpoint.
Kevin.
Coming from like an Indian culture and Hindu perspective, we fast from time to time, and we don't have 1 meal in a day. So usually, like, me and my friends usually do eat the soup that's vegetarian or vegan, and that's the one thing we can't have for the whole day. So it would be nice to have that selection where we kind of go without food for the whole day.
Important. Ariana.
I just want to point out that dining services, if a soup, for example, because that's what it is, if there's a soup that they put out that people don't eat, they won't put it back. I've talked to them about that before, so because a soup that I really liked was not put out again. Us suggesting this to them and them putting out something, if it's something that is not effective or used enough, they will take it back, they will get rid of it. So I don't think that there's any harm in us suggesting it. There's less harm than there is harm.
Good. Anything else in debate and discussion on the soup bill? Jamie.
I know I didn't point it out earlier, but another thing that, just to throw it out there, just because it is a vegan or gluten-free soup doesn't mean that other people can't eat it. So, I don't have any dietary restrictions personally, but I've gone to the gluten-free station, I've gone to the vegan station, so there's nothing stopping just, anyone from eating it, just if that was a concern for anyone.
Anything else to debate and discussion on this bill? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Soup. All right. Now considering bill number S-2019-047, dining bill serving size.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas the Food Advisory Committee, otherwise known as the Dining Committee of the Student Government Association, would like to require Freeman Hall to have the option of serving sizes small, medium, or large on the screen when you order food. Whereas it has come to the dining committee's attention that oftentimes the portion sizes vary drastically at this location. For example, one day you may receive 1 chicken breast and the next you may receive 3 breasts in a single order, or your omelets can vary greatly in size. This means that the portion sizes are inconsistent and ultimately would lead to an increase in food waste with uneaten portions of food, which also means wasted funds. Be it resolved that dining services creates the option of portion sizes at Freeman Dining Hall, which would enable dining to put out more consistent plates and students to know approximately how much food they will be receiving on their plates. Submitted by Jamie Bacher, as chair of the dining committee, March 28th, 2019.
Author's report.
So pretty much, if anyone goes to Freeman, you guys have probably noticed that it can be very inconsistent. To be fair, this bill is more of it came internally, but from us noticing this as a problem. I used to live in Freeman for 2 years, so there's so many times where you go up there and you order chicken, and then some days you get this tiny little thing, and then other days you literally get 3 chicken breasts on your plate. So we thought it would be a good idea to have a more consistent way for students to go about this. So if it's a small portion, maybe that means one. I'm going to use a different one, but for an omelet, maybe that means using 1 egg. A medium could be using 2. It creates more of a consistency, and then there's less food waste. On the benefit of the dining services side, they'd probably save money that way because they wouldn't, have to just waste that much food, so they're saving money by not using that. I think that's that kind of covers it.
Point of information to the legislature, who does not know what Freeman Dining Hall is or how it functions? It's fine. So Freeman Dining Hall is not like Sam's that it's like a buffet. Sam's is a buffet style. You can tell them how much you want to put on. Freeman's you click a button, you get what you get, and hopefully it's what you
ordered.
What you want and what you ordered. So that's why the genesis of having sizes, because you cannot physically see the food before you've ordered it. There's not even a picture of it. Okay. Questions for the author? Adonis.
wouldn't it sense say, yeah, you may receive 3 chicken breasts. Not 3 breasts.
Yeah. Point of clarification, it just means the same thing. It's fine without edit. Any other questions for the author? Committee report. Can you just repeat that again?
400.
Okay. Questions for the committee? Questions.
How many members do you guys have in your committee?
In the committee? 4, 5.
Okay.
There's supposed to be 5, but only 4 were present.
No, I was just curious as to,
Okay. Any other questions for the committee? Debate and discussion on this bill? Ariana.
Was this something that you brought up in your point of information? Was this something that you brought up in your meeting with Jim already?
Unofficially, yes.
And was the follow-up, was he receptive of it?
He was receptive of all of the suggestions that were brought to him through this dining committee and was very, very excited that we actually had an active dining committee that was giving recommendations to the university. I'll go over some of the things that, some of the results of the previous bills passed by the legislature in a second. Ruthie.
So I'm actually getting a class right now, and one of the assignments is that I actually have to go work at a dining hall, and I was at Freeman this morning working there, and one of the parts of the assignment is to do a portion test and to analyze the ingredient and if it's over or under to see how much they're losing in a year. Mm. So even the difference, so like just saying financially, even the difference in a 0.3 ounce would cost Freeman like $10,000 potentially in a year. So I definitely agree with this.
Cool. Thanks for that. Ty.
I agree as well. I think it's cool to me that like you want to bring this up because I literally just went there yesterday and they gave me one small chicken breast. Like, what is this? So I'm like, I didn't know you could get a buzzer. For those of you guys that didn't know, like, it's buffet style as well. Like, so when you're done with one buzzer, if you want more, you can go back and get another one.
Oh,
but I didn't know that. So I go back and I get another one and I'm like, oh, I want chicken again. 3 chicken breasts. What am I doing with 3? I'm not even hungry anymore. So I think it's cool like to have like the portion size and stuff like that because like you said, like it's wasteful and like it's money that we don't have.
Yeah. You don't. Okay, Scott.
Not like 100% sure if this is like the best place to say this, but like I noticed like at Sam's place, sometimes when they serve like certain things like vegetables, the portions are sometimes inconsistent with that too. Like if I get like green beans, like sometimes like literally half my plate will be full of green beans, and I'm
it's
like,
good for you though.
So, like, I don't know if like this is place.
So that's something to bring up in the with dining committee or with Jamie afterwards. Let's just focus on this bill right now, so we can just power through this. Okay. But that is accurate. So anything else in debate and discussion on this bill?
Point of clarification, Scott, real quick. So we did think of including Sam's, but the only reason we didn't is kind of as Emma mentioned before, is you have more of an ability to say, like, don't put that on my plate. It's not perfect, but that's why we didn't include it.
Anything else in debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to pass. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? Bill passes? All right. I mean, I like it. You guys like, are proud of each other, I guess, that you did it. So we're going to... All right. So we're going to save 39. So the committee breakfast. Yeah. And we're going to save... market location in the pantry for next week so that we can do some other things before this meeting has ended. So we're gonna finish with that. I do want to talk about
I wanted to know what was going on with the bills because like the one bill is like covered in blue.
It just means someone's
that's me
highlighting it.
I was copying and pasting for the past bills.
Yeah. Okay. So for those of you who were here when the legislature passed the cross-contamination bill, it was investigated by Dining Services, and they found that it was 100% happening. At first, when Serafina, as the executive president, brought it up to her, they were very, like, hesitant about it, and they didn't believe that there was actually cross-contamination going on. But after dining service did some research, they had realized that the points about in the cafe, about the Impossible Burger, the fries, and items at Panda Express were not being handled properly. They have conducted the investigation, and over the summer, they're going to be working with the new executive board to make sure that cross-contamination does not happen. So that's really awesome. So y'all did that. So congratulations. So with that in mind, they're looking into finding different ways in the back in order to prepare the food. So they brought up they cannot purchase more equipment because one, it doesn't fit in the space, is what they told me. But they're looking to prepare it separately in the back, so it's not something that would be done right in front with the other items that are out there. And they were very excited that someone brought a concern that was going on that was legitimate. So that was for that. And then also I spoke with Jim about the hours for the locations for the dining halls on campus. They're going to take that feedback, and over the summer, again, with the rest of the bills from dining services and the other administrations that we work with on campus, the executive board, the new and the old, will be having these meetings to make sure it actually works out for the next academic year. So they're having what they do, dining services, like a logistics assessment is what they explained to me, what they explained it as to me. So they go over all of their operations and take the feedback from the students. And this is the first year that they've actually received official feedback from the SGA in a while about items. So they're excited about that collaboration that was fostered by y'all as the legislature. So I wanted to give that up to you. Okay, so that was my spiel about dining services. We're gonna go to open forum. Ty.
What do you guys like, you said you lead with dining services. Is it like dining like the committee or is it you?
So it's the executive board. So what happens with legislative bills once the legislature has passed it? I obviously already met with Jamie about the intentions of the bill and how you pass it, and it's up to the executive board's job to make sure it actually gets executed. So that's how the system of bills work.
Yeah.
That's something that y'all we so yeah. So let's bring it back. The executive board doesn't have conversations that aren't passed by the legislature. So if that's something that is you would like to recommend that the dining committee takes on, that's something that you can do. Or even in student affairs, I think that's a public health, so that would be fine in student affairs committee as well. But we do not have conversations expressing the needs of the campus community without confirmation from the campus community. That's a big no for the executive board. We do not do that. So I do see that point, and I think that that's something that I think you or Jamie could be interested in picking that up. Ariana.
Hi, I have the tickets for the event that's next Monday. They're $7. The event's 7 to 9:30. Lots of awesome prizes, 3 huge Broadway stars, and the Paper Mill Playhouse Show Choir is also performing, as well as a project that a professor of mine, two professors of mine, have been working on, and they actually just presented the project in Prague. For a huge international conference about one of my professor's sons has autism, and it's about it's a VR project where you can go into a day in the life of somebody with autism and how they see the world from being on the spectrum. So there's a lot of really awesome things happening at this event, and like I said, the tickets are only $7, and I have them with me, and I do have some change. So if anybody would like to buy a ticket, I'll hang around for a few minutes after the meeting is adjourned.
Cool. Evan.
I guess question for you. I was wondering when would the dining committee be able to get the results of the most recent survey we had sent out?
Which is?
The kosher halal one.
That's something you could facilitate. You could email the secretary, secretary.sjmsu, and she could give you the results for that survey. Anything else? In open forum. Please grab your shirts. We're going to be giving them out, so small, medium, large, extra large, extra, extra large.
Justices too.
Justices as well, and cabinet. So anything else in open forum before I adjourn the meeting? Okay. Meeting adjourned at 5:09 p.m.
All right, have a good night.
What? For Ellie? Oh.
No one will. No one will.
You'll
give me that long in the summer.
They
we're giving them out when people
are
already over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
Spring Bash tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Don't forget.
What tickets?
Spring Bash tickets. $40 for MSU students.
Wait,
you
at
do?
10 a.m.?
You don't have to.
Are we going? Are you going?
I'm doing Mustard, yeah.
Oh my god.
I didn't get
I'll give you $300 and then whenever you have cash.
I didn't get
Mustard.
I didn't ask
you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'll let you
relax.
Relax.
Your job is
to make a decision.
No. Hello, my name is Prima. It's nice to meet you.
She says
so
you're
my job is to handle all prospective organizations. Correspondence. Also, we try to do I'm the facilitator. I work with the paperwork, attendance. I mean, these meetings for the agenda. I follow up with the discussion. I made the agenda. I have two separate things. So, yeah, it takes a while. But yeah, basically, just want to go.
Yeah, we're going to give a
more.
Basically, yeah.
It's
just text me tomorrow. I'm out of class at, I have a break from 11 to 2.
Everyone's good?
That makes sense. It's very good. Hi, Emma, I love you.